RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we get back to it, after that quick sponsors break, it is time to travel the world from your own kitchen. With the Labor Day holiday coming up next weekend, folks, many of you may be planning a family barbecue. Maybe you're headed to the beach or somewhere outdoors for one last big summer getaway. Well, whatever it may be, Chef Andrew Roenbeck is holding on the show hotline for us. So get your pen and paper ready, as we've been telling you, as he is about to share a recipe that you can enjoy for Labor Day. This portion of the program is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And last week's show was live from Liberty Place Charleston, a Hilton club. And as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, we can attest that Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that are going to surpass your expectations. They offer spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features so you feel like you're at home, and resort-style amenities.
You know, we like the ability to convert membership points into Hilton Honors points. They can be used towards thousands of stays at Hilton hotels worldwide, or for car rentals, air travel, and a lot more that they offer. Members also receive all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership. So wherever travel takes you, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or just check out RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, as we now move right into today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment, we first met Chef Andrew Roenbeck during a live remote broadcast of this show from the Boca Raton Resort over 6 years ago in February 2017. And as Robert said at the rejoin, with the Labor Day weekend ahead next week, we thought it was a great time to reconnect with Andrew to get some updates. We've also asked him to bring an easy end-of-summer recipe for all your barbecues.
Well, Chef Andrew, nice to reconnect with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Robert, Mary, it's great to hear from both of you again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has been. Yes, it has. By the way, thank you for bringing the recipe that we're going to share with all of our show fans across the USA. We'll get to that in a minute. So I want to start off talking about your terrific property. For folks that aren't aware of it, it originally opened back in 1926 as the Ritz-Carlton Cloister Inn. When we did the live broadcast with you back in 2017, it was a Waldorf Astoria. It's since changed ownership and kind of flag designation, if you will, in brands. And with new ownership always comes various property updates. Reimagining restaurants is often a big part of that. So, you know, as we always say, food and travel are so interconnected. Mary and I seem to recall back then you had 13 restaurants and 16 chefs to oversee. That's what we were talking about before the show. So share some of the bigger culinary changes to the property since we last saw you.
Yes, the property has significantly changed. Right now we have 14 new restaurants on property. Every restaurant's been rebranded since last time you were on property. Can't wait to have you come back and take a look at those. Our new ownership, 3 years in, Michael Dell, is our new owner. MSD is the name of our new owner. And they have done an absolute, beautiful new renovation of the main resorts. And we are just about to start our beach club. Very exciting new projects for us here across the board. And it's nice to have an ownership that is food and beverage, restaurant forward. So we are really excited about the new concepts coming up.
Yeah, so that must be, that's great for you as the executive chef and your team as well. So I do want to point out that you've been there, well, you know this, but our listeners may not, more than 30 years. That's a long time, Andrew. It's a beautiful historic resort, but that's a long time for anyone in any career. So before we get to this recipe, I'd love to know how you think you've lasted that long and what really keeps you going.
I love that. I lasted. Yes, you know, September 15th will be my 32nd year here.
Wow.
At the Boca Raton, which is absolutely incredible. And let's see, I always, you know, I joke with everybody. I said, you know, chefs are like nomads. You know, we kind of have our bag of tricks, and we, you know, we take, you know, our ideas and we do what we do, and then we move on to the next place, and then we show everybody our bag of tricks again. Mm. It's great to be at a property that strives to be top quality all the time, and over the years in this tenure that I've been at the resort, we've had several different owners, and I will be honest with you, every owner that we have had, every new owner, has absolutely just been better and better, and this new ownership is just the absolute best, in the best hands of a historic property like this that it
well, that helps as well, because why would you want to leave then?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're in a great part of the country.
I look, if you have the opportunity to work in an operation or be part of a team that is creative, pushing creatively forward all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not a job, that old adage, you know, it's not a job. If you love what you do, more importantly, who you do it with, it's not a job.
Yeah, amen to that.
You know, I would say the Boca Raton is
I hear it in your voice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I hear it in your voice, just like I did in 2017. All right, so that answers that. So now it's time for this recipe. We're going to post the full recipe right on our show website. We're also going to have it for our listeners on our Facebook channel, RM World Travel. So with the Labor Day holiday weekend coming up next week, we know Florida is not necessarily a barbecue area, but we wanted something, right. And you certainly brought something. So share what it is with our listeners and why you chose it.
And we get to travel the world from your own kitchen.
Yep.
That's right. You know, it's funny when we talked about, you know, barbecue, my first idea was everybody usually goes to the usual suspects, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's, you know, the heavier, you know, pork, beef, brisket, chicken, you know, and then I said, you know, that's, yes, of course we have pork and we have all of those things down here, you know, in South Florida, but really what our style is down here is lighter, brighter, crisper, brilliant, you know, fair. I mean, so here we are sitting on, you know, the resort sits on a half a mile of private beach right here on the Atlantic Ocean. We sit at the Boca Raton Inlet. So one of our, we call this whole thing sense of place. If you're coming to South Florida, you're coming to Boca Raton, you know, what are some of the attributes that are very unique to us and not everybody else? So then I thought, we're going to do a very light brushed barbecued local fish that comes literally right off of our beach club. So I purchase most of the fish at the resort. I mean, you know, our resort's a large resort.
Sure.
With 14 restaurants. And I use six local daily fishmongers that go out of the Boca Inlet. They come in around 3:30 in the afternoon. They text message me on the way in and they say, "Chef, this is what I have." And those could be a myriad of different fish. Again, if you're at our beach club and, you know, you're on the pool deck, literally I can point straight off the beach club and say, there's one of our fishmongers right there.
Well, and when you have the fish brought into you, though, you have this sauce that I want you to share a little bit, because people around the country can make that and they can feel like they're tasting a little bit of the resort in their own kitchen right now.
Floridian style. Yeah. So what is it?
With a little bit of touch of Boca and that, you know, but what is that, you know, what is that whole, you know, South Florida feel? What's that? It's not a big, heavy, smoky, you know, heavy barbecue sauce. So this one, you know, we're blending a little bit of fresh mango, which grows in so many people's backyards here, right? I mean, to the point where they're in season, they're everywhere, right? So a little bit of mango, and then we throw in a little bit of Scotch bonnet pepper. And so again, you can dial up or dial down that heat level, that spice level, depending on, you know, what your threshold is. So by adding that tropical mango fruit to it with a little bit of, you know, indigenous kind of local, you know, chili pepper just kind of goes hand in hand with us. Well, and then, again, any type of fish was just absolutely beautiful.
And for folks listening around the country right now, you know, again, as we just said, we're going to post this, but just the ingredients, you're going to have most of these ingredients in your house, okay? Because we're talking ketchup, we're talking orange juice.
Maple syrup.
Apple cider vinegar, white vinegar, maple syrup. You got the smoked paprika. You've got a soy sauce. You can either use a gluten-free version or not. The cumin, the mango.
Yep. So I just want to point out real quickly.
Clearly, the Scotch bonnet pepper.
This is the kind of pepper, though, this Scotch bonnet pepper, you need to wear gloves, right?
Yes, the seeds will get you.
Yeah, a little hot, a little spicy here. Sounds great, though.
All right, so warning to that. Now, in the minute, we've got about a minute and a half left with you. A really quick question I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Well, last week, we were in Charleston for the big Let's Go America tour. We were with Chef Mike Latta there at his restaurants. I saw an article this week when we got back in the Wall Street Journal that talked about how traditional guidelines for eating, you know, are getting blurred. Mm. Now ordering a salad and fries for dinner, it's not uncommon. So what are some trends that you're seeing right now in the restaurants there, Chef Andrew, and are they challenging for you and the team to accommodate?
Challenging is a good word. You know, I think one of the things that's very interesting is because of social media and programs like yours, you know, our guests have become very well educated and they're all very creative. So they understand the ingredients and components put together. So they're very knowledgeable of that. What we're seeing is an awful lot of customization.
Yeah.
We see a lot of people, and I'll say one of the challenges is there's a blend between what people are calling an allergy and what's a food preference.
Right, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So we have to make a lot of modifications to an awful lot of our.
Well, and that has to be, you know, a challenge. I think we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately. But it's a conversation to have. And from the food allergy standpoint, I will say, listen, you're one of the top properties that we've been to handle that. So, folks, you can keep up with Chef Andrew Roenbeck and his team as well. The website, very easy. Go check them out, thebocaraton.com. Andrew, very nice to connect with you today. Thanks so much for being a part of the show.
Robert, Mary, always great talking to you. We have to have you back at the property.
All right, thank
Sounds
you.
Great.
Take care.
Take care. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you.
You as well. Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary. Chef Andrew Roenbeck, folks, again, the Boca Raton, terrific property. If you've been there or you are going there, let us know some of your thoughts. Right now, as we get ready to put a bow on this August 26th G-Block, well, we still have three more segments coming your way. Don't forget, we are posting that summer mango scotch bonnet barbecue sauce recipes we just said on the website. And later this hour, we're going to be having a discussion on cruise etiquette and attire. This is RM World Travel. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us, folks.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.